Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hey there, thanks for tuning in to this week's story. I am so glad that you are here. My name is John Drapert. I'm the host of the Bible Story Podcast, and I also get to direct a summer camp called Covenant Bay Bible Camp. Well, this week I get to do one of my favorite things in the world. I get to go for an overnight backpacking trip into the mountains with some friends and some of my kids. It'll be a lot of fun. I'll post a few pictures later on this week, maybe on Saturday, August 15th, on Facebook and Twitter, and you can check out some of the adventures that we have had this week. Well, having something fun to look forward to is such a good thing for me. I think it is for all of us. I like looking forward to this hiking trip that I have coming up. Now, if you can't think of something to look forward to, plan something that will get you excited. It doesn't have to be a big deal. In fact, it's often the small things that I look forward to in life the most. It could be a particular meal, maybe playing a game with a family member or friend, or watching a movie or some sports on TV. Find something to look forward to. Enough of that. It's time for our story. We'll come back to this a little bit later, but let's get into our story. Here is the key point for today. Learn from others. Follow God with humility. Now, there are many harsh lessons in life that don't have to be difficult if we are willing to learn from others. We can learn from anybody. Sometimes we learn from their mistakes, and other times we learn from their wisdom and good decisions. Well, in today's story, we're going to learn from someone's pride and arrogance. Now, this person had gotten to the point where they did not put God first. His pride prevented him from having a good relationship with God. Arrogance is a serious issue that can destroy your own life and hurt the people around you. That is why we must learn from others to follow God with humility. Well, today's story is the fifth story in the book of Daniel. You can find it in Daniel chapter 5. There have been many years that have gone by since our last story, and there is a new king in town. His name is Belshazzar, which is very similar to Daniel's Babylonian name, Belteshazzar, but it's slightly different. There's no T. Now, Daniel remained in this latest king's service, but now he was much older. King Belshazzar and his friends were looking forward to a massive party that the king was hosting. The king invited all his friends who were part of the upper class or nobility, and everyone was looking forward to it. But as we will see, things didn't go as they had hoped. Now, at this party, there's a lot of wine. The king was drinking a lot, and everyone else was too. Now, King Belshazzar had one of his servants go and get the gold and silver cups that were taken from the temple in Jerusalem by the previous king, Nebuchadnezzar. You need to know that these cups, when they were in the temple of Jerusalem, they were used by the priests to worship God. Now imagine with me, these guys are in the middle of the party. The king, the nobles, the king's wives and concubines passed these cups around and drank from them. As they were doing this, they were telling each other how great their gods were, idols made of wood, stone, and different kinds of metals. They were having a great time at this party, and they were worshiping false gods. Now, this is where it gets a little weird. Okay, it gets really weird. Out of nowhere, this human hand appears and begins writing on the wall. The hand was not attached to an arm, just kind of floating in the air. At least that's how I imagine it to be. And I'm sure many of the party guests were thinking they were drunk when they saw this, which probably many actually were drunk. But it wasn't just a single person who could see this hand. Everyone could see it. Then the hand began to write on the plaster wall. The king saw the hand as it wrote, and his face turned pale with fright. His knees knocked together in fear, and his legs gave way beneath him. And the king shouted for the enchanters and astrologers and fortune tellers to be brought before him. Now he said to these wise men of Babylon, Whoever can read this writing and tell me what it means will be dressed in purple robes of royal honor and will have a gold chain placed around his neck. He will become the third highest ruler in the kingdom. Well, all these wise men that the king brought in could not read the writing. The king became even more frightened and disturbed, along with all his friends that were at this party. Well, have you ever heard the statement, "Mom knows best"? Well, the queen mother, that would be the king's mom. She heard about what was going on in the banquet hall. She quickly came to her son and told him about Daniel. She spoke about how great he was within King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom, explaining how he was the chief of all the wise men. So the king called for Daniel and told him all that he would do for the person who could interpret the writing. Now listen to Daniel's reply. Daniel answered the king, "Keep your gifts or give them to someone else, but I will tell you what the writing means. Your Majesty, the Most High God gave sovereignty, majesty, glory, and honor to your predecessor, Nebuchadnezzar. He made him so great that people of all races and nations and language trembled before him in fear. He killed those he wanted to kill and spared those he wanted to spare. He honored those he wanted to honor and disgraced those he wanted to disgrace. But when his heart and mind were puffed up with arrogance, he was brought down from his royal throne and stripped of his glory. He was driven from human society. He was given the mind of a wild animal, and he lived among the wild donkeys. He ate grass like a cow, and he was drenched with the dew of heaven until he learned that the Most High God rules over the kingdoms of the world and appoints anyone he desires to rule over them. You are his successor, O Belshazzar, and you knew all this, yet you have not humbled yourself. For you have proudly defied the Lord of heaven and have had these cups from his temple brought before you. You and your nobles and your wives and concubines have been drinking wine from them while praising gods of silver, gold, bronze, iron, wood, and stone. Gods that neither see nor hear nor know anything at all. But you have not honored the God who gives you the breath of life and controls your destiny. So God has sent this hand to write this message. This is the message that was written. Mene, Mene, Tekel, and Parson. This is what these words mean. Mene means numbered. God has numbered the days of your reign and has brought it to an end. Tekel means weighed. You have been weighed on the balances and have not measured up. Parson means divided. Your kingdom has been divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Well, King Belshazzar made good on his promise, and he dressed Daniel in purple robes, put a chain around his neck, and then promoted him to be the third most powerful person in Babylon. Well, you might be thinking that the story is over. Daniel interpreted the writing, and Belshazzar got his answer. And while it wasn't a great answer, he still got his answer. Well, the story is not over. That very night, King Belshazzar was assassinated, murdered. We don't know who or why, but we do know that Darius the Mede took over as king when he was kind of old, 62 years old, in fact. Now, everything that Daniel said about the king's future and kingdom came true. Learn from others. Follow God with humility. King Belshazzar did not learn, or perhaps he ignored, the lessons from Nebuchadnezzar. We need people in our lives that can remind us of our place in this world and in relationship with God. Last week we learned that God is the greatest, which means we are not the greatest. We are not horrible humans with no hope. God made us in his image, which makes us pretty awesome. In all creation, there's absolutely nothing like a human being. God made us unique and special as a species and as individuals. But we are also incredibly dependent on him. We cannot live well apart from him. We cannot have the life God created us for if we are arrogant. To live the life he made for us, we must follow God with humility. Well, it is time for the growth tip, a way for you to grow in a relationship with Jesus. Like I said at the start, it is fantastic for us to look forward to something, but it needs to be the right things, or we'll end up in a bad place like King Belshazzar. We might end up hurt, or we might end up hurting others because of our plans and arrogance. Let me give you some advice. Plan things that are in line with following God with humility. Doing this will impact the activities you do with your friends, the type of parties you plan, the movies you watch, and even what you talk about with others. Looking forward to something is so good, but make sure it is in line with following God with humility. Earlier today, my son was having a hard time planning something to look forward to. And after a while, we came up with a few ideas together. Now, he's 10 years old, so the things he looks forward to is what a 10-year-old boy would typically look forward to. Today, he's looking for a bunch of frogs. Then he's checking to see if he can find the fox at the summer camp I work at. And then making himself a bow and arrow out of some small poplar poles. He is having a great day because he is looking forward to these fun activities. So plan something fun, like going for ice cream, having a water fight, or reading in the shade. Have a great time, and whatever you do, make sure it lines up well with following God humbly. Hey, thanks so much for listening. Would you do me a small favor? If you are enjoying this podcast, share it with a friend. You could just text them or tag them in a social media post. That would be so great. I appreciate you listening. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I have enjoyed sharing the story with you. I will chat with you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.